Ubaldo Jimenez matching up with Luis Severino as the Orioles play host to the Yankees. New York takes an early 1-0 lead in this game, but it does not last long as Adam Jones steps up in the first.
And the 1-1. Hit on the ground to first and pass Bird. It's a base hit to right field. Smith scores. Jones holds at first. And we're tied at one. Jones hit a squib ground ball off the end of the bat. Swung on. There goes to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A tremendous two-run home run for Gary Sanchez. Gary is scary. He is the Sanchino. Severino has two on and two out and deals 1-1 to Machado, who swings and drills one to left center field. On the run is Gardner looking up, and that's gone. Oh, it happened the way we thought it would happen. Two guys get on. Machado hits one into the bullpen, and the Yankee lead is now 5-4. Now Clifford will deal 2-1. Swung on, a high fly to right. Going back is Judge. He's on the track at the wall. She's gone. It's a two-run home run over the high scoreboard wall, and the Orioles take a 6-5 lead.
Well, Judge looked at it, took two steps back, and saw that was going over that high wall there. And, you know, that setup, bad play, bad throw by Clifford.
And that would be your final on Friday as Smith delivers in the clutch for his first home run as an Oriole. Donnie Hart records one out in relief for Baltimore for his first Major League win. The O's are now 3-0 to start the year. Matt Holliday hits his first Yankee homer in the loss. The Yankees are unable to hold on to a four-run lead at Camden Yards in this one, dropping New York to 1-3 on the season. Here's Joe Girardi when it was all said and done.
Just the fourth game of the season, but how devastating is a loss like this where you lead the majority of the time?
Yeah, it's a tough loss because I thought Sevy really threw the ball pretty well tonight, and he made, you know, the one mistake to a really good hitter, and he hit it out, and it kind of changed the complexion of the game. And then Seth Smith hits that two-run homer, and our bullpen has been really good, but we had a little blip in that too.
You mentioned for the most part you liked the way Severino did.
Yeah.
What did you like about what he was doing?
I thought he moved his fastball in and out pretty well. I thought his slider was pretty good tonight. To a few changeups, not a whole lot, a few. But I thought the command of the fastball was definitely better.
Did he look fatigued at all in that fifth inning?
I didn't think so. You know, he was still making pitches. Like I said, he made a mistake to a really good hitter.
Alarming at all? It seems like there's been some defensive blunders to start the season.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think the one that, you know, we hit the guy in the back, that's unfortunate. You know, that's going to happen. But, you know, those are things that you got to clean up.
Joe, is that a ball that Bird should come up with at first base?
Well, you think that, I mean, his hands are pretty good most of the times he's going to come up with, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes it's going to get on you quicker than you think it is, and that's what it kind of looked like to me.
With Cliff, bad location message to set.
Yeah, you know, just seemed pretty straight. You know, Cliff usually has some movement, but, you know, he hit it out, and he hit it just far enough.
Joe, what do you see in Bird's swings right now?
It looks like he's in between a little bit to me. We'll get him on track.
Is it difficult doing that in a free hole?
Well, no. I mean, he's between a couple of good hitters, so, you know, it's way too early to start thinking about that.
Does that home run help Gary a lot, Joe, you think? Not, it's early, but does it still
Yeah,
help
well, I said before I thought he was swinging the bat pretty good. He just wasn't running into a whole lot of luck. He did some really hard ground balls lined out. But, I mean, you hope it does. Hope it really gets him going.
Yeah, and you really had no doubts about him anyway, right?
No, I felt pretty good about him coming in.
What's the difference with the other two guys, Bird and Judge, because they don't have as early a track record?
Right. Well, I mean, Birdie's got a pretty good track record, but it was a couple years ago, and he's coming off an injury. You know, he had a great spring. Judge, he had a really good spring. And sometimes you're due to go through some, you know, a bad week, and you don't make too much of it. Well, it's something that we have to improve on, and a lot of times in the beginning of the season, you're not going to get much more than six anyway. but it's something we definitely need to improve on.